Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. SEBI has swung into action after Money Control's expose on the misuse of prop trading accounts, ordering exchanges to investigate the wrongdoings, reports Brijesh Kumar. The regulator is likely to tighten norms, including tracking MAC and IP addresses of trading terminals. Turning to policy, the Central Board of Direct Taxes is seeking clarity on proposed tax incentives for data centers, with tax officials emphasizing the need for a precise definition of what qualifies as a data center, reports Meghna Mittal. The CBDT has asked the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology to provide detailed clarifications on the proposal, including investment size and turnover, to determine eligibility. Jewelry sales are surging despite record gold prices, reports Padmini Dhruvaraj and Aishwarya Nair, with retailers such as Titan Co. and Kalyan Jewelers reporting strong revenue and profit growth. Consumers, particularly in the mid to premium segment, are choosing fewer but higher value purchases, driving premiumization and formalization in the market. Interglobe Aviation is set to join the Sensex in December, reports Ravindra Sonavane, with a possible inflow of $342 million following Tata Motors' likely exit post. Demerger Grasim Industries is also in the race, but Interglobe Aviation's higher average market capitalization gives it a stronger edge for inclusion. Gig hiring saw a 25% jump this festive season, led by e-commerce, logistics and quick commerce platforms, reports Aryaman Gupta. The surge, the busiest festive quarter yet for warehouse, delivery and dark store roles as companies scaled aggressively to manage growing consumption across markets. The government is temporarily slowing renewable energy tenders and cancelling unviable projects as generation outpaces absorption capacity, reports Swita Goswami. MNRE Secretary Santosh Kumar Sarangi told Sweta Goswami that the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy will cut the pace of renewable energy auctions in FY26-27, but India is still on track to achieve its 500 gigawatts non-fossil fuel-based power generation target by 2030. Andhra Pradesh's big push to court foreign investors comes after a six-year slump in foreign investment, with the state drawing just $1.27 billion between October 2019 and June 2025, reports Ishan Gera. The state's FDI performance lags other southern states, including Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, and Telangana, highlighting a significant regional contrast. On the macro front, inflation may have hit a record low in October, but household costs tell a mixed story, according to an analysis by Ishan Gera. While staples and some edible oils prices eased, winter vegetables, personal care, and rents continued to climb. Meanwhile, Manish Suvarana explores whether India's record low inflation has paved the way for the RBI to consider a rate cut in December. And finally, Bengaluru Traffic Police's fine collection crossed 200 crore rupees in the 10 months to October, reports Kristen Matthew Phillip. The bumper haul is largely attributed to a 50% discount offered on pending fines between August 23rd and September 14th, during which a total of 3.86 lakh cases were settled, bringing in 106 crore rupees. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.